In the Bible, there's a story about Moses and the children of Israel seeking water and only to find a bitter pool. The people was very disappointed because the water was bitter. Sometime God would bring us in our Christian journey to like bitter pools. What are some bitter pools that you will face on your Christian journey? You'll find out today as we take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in beautiful Irving, Texas. The pastor is the dynamic Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of messages
on prayer. That's right, prayer.
Now get close to your radio and listen as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. of Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving takes a look in the book.
What shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord. And the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast in the waters was made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ears to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. And they came to Elim, where were 12 wells of water, and 70 palm trees. And they encamped there by the waters. Notice here in verse 23, it says, and when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. They was bitter. I want to talk about facing life bitter pools. Facing life bitter pools. High five somebody and tell them, Pastor, gonna talk about facing life bitter pool. Facing life bitter pool. Facing life bitter pool. This morning I want to begin a new series of messages on prayer. And I want to look at the prayer life of one of the greatest men that ever lived. He was a great leader. This man was quite a governmental leader. Israel did not have a king, a human king, but if they would have had a human king, this man would have been their human king. This man was quite a military leader. This man was able to defeat Pharaoh and his army with only a stick in his hand. This man, he was quite a spiritual leader. This man had a mega church. Not just a couple of thousand, but he had 2 million people. He was quite a spiritual leader. And if you were asked this man, what was the secret to your success? What was it that made you such a good governmental leader, a good military leader, a good spiritual leader? He would tell you, the secret to my success was my prayer life. I learned how to pray in the wilderness. As a matter of fact, all of these messages that I'm going to be bringing to you is going to be dealing with praying in the wilderness. As a matter of fact, this subtitle of this series of messages is really on wilderness training. Wilderness training is that period from God taking you from where you used to be to where God is taking you where you are one day gonna be over in the promised land. But that period from slavery in Egypt, before you get there to the promised land, God often take you through the wilderness. First of all, God deals with you in some wilderness training. And one of the things that God is going to be teaching you this 2011, God is teaching you how to pray. If you want to know why is this stuff coming in my life, God is teaching you how to pray. God want to have a closer walk with thee. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so we go through some wilderness training. We got to learn the ABCs of the Christian life. And some of the ABCs of the Christian life is learning how to pray. You know, in kindergarten, they teach you in 5 drills. To stop, drop, and roll over. Don't they teach you that in kindergarten? To stop, drop, and roll over. When you look at the life of Moses, whenever he encountered a fiery trial, Moses would stop, drop to his knees, and pray. Did you hear what I said he would do? He would stop, then he would drop to his knees, and he would pray. Whenever he encountered a fiery trial, watch him. He's going to stop, and he's going to drop to his knees, and he's going to pray. As a matter of fact, that's what we're going to learn today. Because I may be talking to somebody who's going through a fiery trial. And God is saying what you need to do. You just need to stop, drop to your knees, and pray. I don't believe you're feeling me this morning. We need to work on our fiery drill this morning. I need everybody to stand to your feet. Everybody stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. We got to work on our fiery drill this morning. Because God is going to send some fiery trials. That's why even Peter tells us, don't even think that this thing is a surprise to you. Don't be shocked when you start encountering these fiery trials. This is a part of your Christian life. All right. Are you ready? Hold your hand up like this, like a stop sign. Stop. All right, now bend your knees. We're going to drop. All right, now put your hands together, and we're going to pray. You got it? Let's try it again. We're going to stop. We're going to drop. Bend your knees, and we're going to pray. Come on, let's try it again. We're going to stop. We're going to drop, and we're going to pray. Now we're going to go fast this time. We're going to stop, drop, and pray. Let's try it one more time. Stop, drop, and pray. All right. I think we got it now. I think we got it. All right, God bless you. God bless you. So when fiery trials come in your life, what you gonna do? You're gonna stop. Drop, and you're not gonna keep listening to all of that negativism. You're just gonna stop. Gonna stop right now. Stop it right now. And we're gonna drop. Gonna pray. That's what we're gonna do. When do these fiery trials normally show up? Great trials often follows great victories. Did you hear what I said? Great trials often follows great victories. Oh, when you just look at the background to our text. The children of Israel had just came out of Egyptian bondage. They had just crossed the Red Sea, and Pharaoh tried to catch them. And you know the story. The Bible says Pharaoh and his army got drowned there in the Red Sea. When the children of Israel saw that God had gave them a great victory, Moses' sister Miriam got all the ladies together, and they started singing, "Victory is mine, victory is," well, I don't know if they were singing that, but they started singing victory song. They was praising God. They had a great victory. Everybody knew that God was a good God. Oh, yes, he is. God was a powerful God. Yes, he is. God was a great God. Yes, he is. They knew that the only reason they was able to make it was because they had a big God in their life. But then the Bible said they went on a three-day journey in the wilderness. And the Bible says that they found no water. Think about it. They just had a great victory. But as they kept on walking in the wilderness, day one in the wilderness, we ain't got no water. Day two in the wilderness, no water. Day three in the wilderness, no water. Y'all ain't feeling me. We just had church, good church on Sunday. But on Monday, you hit a dry spell. Tuesday, it's getting drier. Wednesday is really dry now. That's what they had encountered. And then when they finally found some water, the Bible says that the water was bitter. Oh, can't you see it? Moses done sent out the scout. The scout done went out there. He sees some water. He done got all excited. He yelled back, "Hey, y'all, we got some water." He's running on over there to the water, and when he get there to the water, he stoops down, he brings the water to his mouth, and the stuff is bitter. But by the time he done told everybody, no, hold up, hold up. You can't hardly stop a stampede. Folks, that boy, they just see water, water, water. No, and they run, and they get there to the water, and now everybody is seeing. The water is bitter. 3 days out here in the wilderness. You know what they did? They blamed Moses. Moses did it. Moses done brought us out here. Moses don't know what he doing. Bringing us out here in this wilderness. Now we gonna die of thirst. We would have been better off if we would just stay where we're at. But y'all had to listen to Moses. I was doing all right, working for Pharaoh. Y'all want to follow Moses. Now we finna die. Out here in the water is bitter. They was brought to some bitter pools. They was brought to a place of disappointment. Can't you imagine how disappointed they was? They saw water, but when they got there, the water was bitter. That's disappointment. Life bitter pool. A place of disappointment. Do you know that there are some bitter pools in our lives today? There, God will bring you to some places that it seems like it's one way, but after you try it out, it's another way. Sometimes a bad job is a bitter pool. When you get the newspaper, it looked like this is a real good job. And then when you look at the qualifications, must be 18 checks. Must have your own transportation, check. Must be willing to work long hours, check. Must be a hard worker, check, 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 check. You apply, they hire you. You get that job, and they work you harder than a Hebrew slave. You say, man, this is slavery. This ain't a job. This is slavery in America. That's a bitter pool. Sometimes a bad relationship is a bitter pool. You can see this tall, dark, and handsome person on this 36, 24, 36. You can see them, and while you're dating and everything, they're advertising. But once you hook up with them, they can't deliver. You're disappointed. That's a bitter pool. Sometimes sicknesses can be a bitter pool. Sometimes divorce can be a bitter pool. Sometimes death itself can be a bitter pool. Oh, you think about it. Because sometimes when sicknesses and death shows up, we often get upset with God. Because God let us down. God didn't do what we wanted him to do. And we get bitter behind it. It's a bitter pool. Think about Mary and Martha. They sent for Jesus, didn't they? Lazarus was sick. And they sent for Jesus. But Jesus didn't show up for 4 days. When Jesus showed up, they ran out there and they told him. They said, Jesus, if you would have been here, our brother wouldn't have died. That's what Martha said. Then Mary showed up with the same words. Jesus, if you would have been, in other words, they started blaming Jesus. They was bitter. Sometimes you can be so disappointed, you get upset with God. That's a bitter pool. How should you face life bitter pool? Can I help you this morning? How you gonna handle them bitter pools in your life? How you gonna handle these divorces? How you gonna handle bad jobs? How you gonna handle bad relationships and bad marriages? Oh, the Bible will show us how this morning. Can I give you 4 things this morning? As a matter of fact, I'm going to give them to you in A, B, C, and D. Because it's going to be elementary, my dear. I want to help somebody today. How should you face life bitter pill? Pool? Number one, A, accept the fact that bitter pools are part of God's plan. Accept the fact that bitter pools are part of God's plan for your life. Accept that. Don't try to deny it. Accept the fact that bitter pools are part of God's plan. See, God led them to that bitter pool. It wasn't just Moses. Moses was the human instrument. But it was God that ultimately had led them on a 3-day journey where they didn't find no water at all. God was the one that led them to that bitter pool. God could have took them to the north of the bitter pool where they didn't see that bitter pool. God could have took them to the south. He could have took them to the east or to the west of the bitter pool where they didn't see the bitter pool at all. But it wasn't God's will for them to duck and dodge the bitter pool. God put the bitter pool right there so that they could bump right into the bitter pool. I don't know what you're going through, but God put it right there so that you could bump right into that bitter pool in your life. See, God could have easily took you to the north of it, where you didn't meet that person, where you didn't meet that job. God could have took you to the south of it, where that stuff never would have came in your life, but God brought you right there to it. Now, you got to accept the fact that that's a part of God's plan for your life. Listen, don't get so spiritual, and it just bothers me when I see Christian folks trying to be so spiritual that they think that Christianity is about escapism. That anything bad, that ain't from God, and so they try to duck and dodge it, and they say, I'm not going to claim that. that sickness. I'm not going to claim this. Uh-uh. Listen, you got to face the fact it's already there, whether you claim it or not. It's already there. Listen, the reason I'm a Christian is because my Christianity teaches me don't duck a problem. Don't dodge the problem. Don't try to be so spiritual and deny that there's a problem. That pool ain't bitter. That ain't no bitter pool. Oh, child, no, that ain't, no. I try to meditate your way out of the problem. Just start thinking how sweet that water is. Just start thinking. Oh, start thinking about the music. You hear good music. Don't even think that you are in a desert right now. No, you on Miami Beach right now. That ain't biblical. You got to accept the fact. It is what it is. And the quicker you accept the fact, the quicker you can go on and get on with your life, and God will show you how to deal with that bitter pool in your life. So accept that bitter pools are part of God's plan. And listen, let me throw something else in. Don't make the bitter pool a bitter ocean. In other words, see, a lot of time we can take a little small thing, some little, and we can just magnify the problem. Real big. No, the pool was at Mara. It wasn't all over Egypt. It was just a pool. It wasn't a river. It wasn't a stream. It wasn't an ocean. It was just a little pool right over here in this area over here. Don't try to make something more out of what it really is. If you was in a bad marriage, don't go around saying, I'll never get married again, because all men are dogs. All of them just dogs. No. Just because you hooked up with one and pulled him in on the lease don't mean that every man out there is a dog. Don't make something. You know, we have a way of just magnifying the problem. It's just a pool. Ain't no. So, A, what's A? All right. Accept the fact. Bit of pool, part of God's plan. B, believe that God is trying to show me something great. He's trying to show us something great. Believe that God is trying to show you something great. That's why he brought you to the bit of pool, because he's trying to show you something great. First thing he's trying to do, he's trying to show you something great about you. Look at in the text, there's two ways to respond to a bitter pool. Notice the Bible says in verse 24, and the people murmured against Moses saying, what shall we drink? Folks started getting upset with their leader, didn't they? They got upset with their pastor. Pastor don't know what he's doing, bringing us down. They murmured against Moses. What are we going to drink out here in the wilderness? That was their response. But notice Moses' response, verse 25. And Moses, here they cried unto the Lord. That's it right there. You see the drill? What did Moses do? He stopped that. And he dropped. And he prayed, cried out to God.
You are the living word.
If you would like a copy of the message that you've just heard in its entirety, Call the church office now at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or write to Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas, 75062. You're also invited to worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.